Also on the show tonight, we're going to talk to SASCOC President Mr. Barry Hendricks, because SASCOC is rebranding and is proposing a new name. They held an AGM this past weekend, and Mr. Barry Hendricks will tell us what else came out of that AGM and what's the thinking behind the rebranding of SASCOC. And then we'll wrap up the show by talking horse racing, because the Summer Cup returns this weekend and it's a star-studded field. So we'll speak to Four Racing CEO Fundi Sithebe, as well as one of the jockeys, Muzieni, who is riding the favorite War of Athens for this Summer Cup this weekend. So looking forward to that conversation later on the show. And if you want to weigh in on any of our conversations, the number for voice notes on WhatsApp is 061-4104-107. Modus Vivendi, we saw you commenting there on Emma Brown's Facebook post after you listened to our show on Wednesday, on Tuesday, I think, when we discussed this. So she is here live with us. If you have a few words to say to her, 061-4104-107 is the number for voice notes, or you can call us directly on 011-714-2006.
Tabiso Musiya on SAFM.
Okay, let's go straight to it then. Emma joins us on the line. Emma, good evening, and thank you very much for speaking to us tonight on SAFM.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Emma. It's been about 4 days since the race now. How are the emotions now?
I think initially it was a bit of a shock, and emotions were probably heightened quite a lot. And there have been a lot of discussions since that have taken place, and I have a lot more understanding now from other people's point of view what also happened. So, things are a bit clearer.
And we did cover this story on Tuesday in your absence, and a lot of people feel you were hard done by the decision. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I think it was more a case of, I think it was a very, like, a freak incident, but, like, I love Ride Joburg. Like, I really enjoyed the race, and I love being a part of it, and it was one of those things where no one would expect a helicopter to blow a cone and to mark off a part of the track. And I think the incident itself was unfortunate, and I followed the lead car thinking that the course was being changed and that everyone else had gone that way. And I went to the finish still thinking the same thing, thinking that we had all done the same course. And I think it could have been prevented. I think the commissar was notified, and there are steps in place in the race that I could have been stopped, and things could have happened to make it not transpire as it did.
And just before we go to that incident, Emma, can you just take us through your race plan? Because you broke away very quickly. What was the thinking there?
Yeah, so I'd actually done, I think it was 6 weeks ago that I raced the Cape Town Cycle Tour. And I had quite a big crash in the sprint finish at the end. And I wanted to stay out of trouble. And I did an interview beforehand, and I said, yeah, I made no secret of it. My intention was to be out of the pack, be out of the way. And Ashley Moorman is a really, really strong cyclist. And I knew that if she could break away from the others or take a couple with her, then if I was far enough ahead and if I had a bit of a gap, that then when they came to me, the break would already have happened and we could all work together, and maybe a podium was an opportunity.
Well, and it worked for you, besides besides what happened, Emma, because we saw those videos. I mean, you entered Kyalami, the lead car took the wrong way, you were following. I guess at that stage, you were just focused on the race and just followed.
Yeah, definitely. And we had a safety marshal official with us, and we were all going the same way. So I really did assume, and it's not out of the ordinary. Like, that does happen in cycle races. If something has happened on the road, if there'd been a crash in a group ahead of us, they're allowed to cone off a section and take it a different way. And even when I got to the tape, I was like, is this definitely the right way? And I checked, and I didn't want to be the person then cycling back head on into, because I was assuming that the other girls were coming the same way. Obviously didn't want to cycle back head on into them. Again, like the rest of the race, I probably had another hour or something left of racing where I was totally, because as well, the commissar, so the lead guy that is giving splits, he'd left me just after the highway, so I didn't have any time splits till quite a bit later. So I didn't know that I'd then gained some time in that one particular section.
Yeah. And at which stage did you realize that something was wrong, or that you could be going the wrong way?
It, actually in the race, When when I hit the tape, I knew that okay, this is like either the tape hasn't been moved, and I was like, "Are you sure this is definitely the right way?"
Is that when you had to pick up your bike?
Yeah. At that stage, I went over the tape, and there was a cameraman there. There was the safety marshal or official and the lead car. The motorbike, so the safety official went back and reported it to the race director. So, yeah, I assumed that everyone was going the same way and it had all happened.
So did the official motorbike tell you that you were still going the right way?
Yes. So I checked when we turned to go left, and he was like, follow the men. By that time, a pack of men had come round. He said, follow the men out. And then as I was leaving out, there was my friend was actually a mechanic at the entrance of Kalami, and I shouted to her, I think we've gone the wrong way. Like, we hit tape, like, we've gone the wrong way. I don't know what to do. And the motorbike was like, keep in the race, you're fine, keep going. So I just assumed that it was a tape that hadn't been taken away yet.
And then when you continued to race, Emma, you mentioned it was halfway through the race. Was that at the back of your mind now?
So I think that was probably the last time. As soon as I had the assurance, I thought, okay, cool, everyone's in it. I've probably lost a little bit of time by being the first in that section and going over the tape. I actually assumed that I'd lost time on that point. So after that, I was just head down and thought, okay, I need to keep this gap, because I knew that the hilly bit of the course, and I like the hills. That was kind of my plan. I thought that's where the girls are really going to break up, and so then they're going to start, if someone can bridge across to me, that's where I'm going to really start having to work with someone.
And then you went on, you crossed the line, they didn't catch up with you. At which stage then, and some actually Twitter accounts, even the City of Joburg Twitter account declared you as the winner. At which stage did you realize that you're now, there's a problem here and you're being disqualified?
Yeah, so after the, so at the finish line, obviously congratulated Ashley. The drug tester was there. I went with the drug tester. She came with me to do all my interviews. Then we went into drug testing. I provided my sample. And then we walked out. We waited in the stadium for the presentation. And then I was told, like, to go down to the podium area. We waited another probably 10 minutes. And then they started calling girls up. And then, yeah, it was literally as the podium got the top three, I thought she was fourth, and I thought she was third, and then, yeah, Ashley was announced the winner, and yeah.
And you were just standing there.
Yeah. And I think that's like, and that's what Ride Joburg have apologized for. They were they were actually trying to stop the presentation from happening, and this is where I think, again, like, I'm disappointed that there was a meeting from CSA that took place. There were five of us present at the time of the incident: myself, the cameraman, the motorbike, the lead car, and my team manager. And none of us were present in that meeting where they decided to disqualify us or disqualify me.
So then, when did you actually find out that you've been disqualified? Now, when did they officially inform you?
At that point, when I wasn't on the podium, I went and asked the organizer, and he was like, yeah, you've been disqualified. Like, CSA didn't tell me. It was him that told me. And, yeah, I just wanted to get out of the stadium. I was standing in front of everyone, and, yeah, I just quickly got out of there because I felt quite emotional.
Yeah, I was about to say, that must have been tough to take, Emma.
Yeah.
Especially because there's also prize money of 200,000 rand there. And you said in your post on Facebook that this money would have assisted the team and helped develop more young ladies.
Yeah, that was the goal. We were the smallest one there. We don't pay our women. We kind of, 2 years ago when I raced 947, I said, that was because all the men came across the line. They were like, that was so exciting. Everyone jumping around, everyone racing hard. And I was like, in our race, we just sat in the pack, and then there was one sprint, and that was it. And I said, I didn't really enjoy it. I want it to be more exciting. And my husband said, well, don't just say you're not going to do bike races because you didn't enjoy it. Like, make it more exciting. Go and take it. And, yeah, we talked to some other girls, and they all believed in our vision and our passion. And I've tried I've done four races where I've just been attacking all day long, and people have come with me. I haven't managed that solo break. And yeah, this one, it finally paid off. And I wanted to thank the girls, and we want to bring more girls up because it is such a fantastic sport. And I think girls cycling can be even stronger. And if girls have more confidence and encourage more to take the race on and really give it to each other, I think, yeah, we'll race more like the boys.
Yeah. And can you tell us more about your team now that you've mentioned that that money would have helped the team and the other girls?
Yeah. So the Peak team, we're a coaching team that we coach triathlon, mountain bike, road cycling, and we're also helping a development. We've got one development athlete. We're helping a young runner who also cycles as part of his cross training. And yeah, our women's cycling team was a branch off of that. We have a female mechanic, and it's just a passionate group of girls that, yeah, are trying to do a lot for women in the sport. And yeah, my husband kind of headed that up, and now we have a female team manager who's really starting to develop it.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And just back to the incident now, when you do the calculations, how much time do they say you would have had an advantage by going the wrong way? Is that taken into account? Would they have been able to catch up with you if you didn't go the wrong way?
So I'm still waiting for, I haven't actually had any contact from CSA myself. I'm still waiting for that data, and I'm waiting for them to respond to our appeal. Because, yeah, I think although you can't predict the race, because obviously it would have been different had someone caught up and I wasn't riding on my own, I think, yeah, we at least can have a look at the times. But, yeah, it's not something that I've been given the data of yet.
And have they acknowledged your appeal? Well, they did, actually, in the statement that they released yesterday, right? To say that you have appealed.
Have CSA released a statement?
The organizers have released a statement. They say that we believe that Emma appealed the decision based on the video footage supplied.
Yes. I've worked with Vijoberg. They've given us all the footage, everything that we've asked for. They've been more than helpful. And yeah, that's kind of presented our case to the CSA. And I think we had 48 hours to lodge the appeal, which we lodged it within that time. So, yeah.
And by the way, we did reach out to Cycling SA the whole week, folks, and nobody seems keen to speak to us. For those who are just joining our conversation, we are speaking to Emma Parlant or Emma Brown on Facebook after she was disqualified at the Ride Joburg 947 race, having won that race, but because she went the wrong way, because she followed the lead car that went the wrong way, and that's why she was disqualified. And in their statement, the organizers, Emma, are saying you were not at fault at the initial 10, but, and I quote, she did, however, proceed to climb over bunting, which should have indicated to her that she was on the wrong route. What do you make of that?
Yeah, and it's a fair statement, and I can understand people's views on that. And the thing is, I did have officials with me who also proceeded, and I did assume that it was a course change where an area had been coned off for a reason, and that if I'd gone back into back the way that we'd come, then I'd either have to have crossed the cone then coming back, or I'd gone headfirst into a group of girls also coming this way. So, yeah, it's hard. It's at the height of the moment, you can look back and you can say, what if? And, yeah, I was pushing hard, I was racing hard, and I did trust the officials that I was with, and hopefully I'll at some point be able to speak with them as well.
Have you been in a situation like this before? Have you experienced it, whether it happened to you or somebody else in a race?
No, I haven't.
Okay, let's just take a voice note that's come through on 061-4104-107 as we wrap up our conversation with Emma.
Evening there, Member Tulane from Holland. Can you please ask the champion, even though she was not honored to be a champ, but I believe she's a champ because she was redirected by someone who's supposed to lead her. But now, for the sponsors, they had to do something, but now, if the sponsors come through to say, there's the 200,000, can you stop what you're doing? Stop giving us any appeal. Will you take it, or would you want to be declared as a winner, as you are a champ, just that you were redirected? Thanks.
Okay, thank you for that, Tulane. She is indeed the people's champion then. Emma, what kind of an outcome are you hoping for, Emma, now that you've appealed?
Yeah, I'm hoping, I think it's a really hard one. Like, now I'm looking back, and now that I know I have done a shorter course, like, I don't feel like a true winner. Like, I don't feel, yeah, I guess the first thing I felt when I found out, I kind of felt ashamed because I'd done a shorter course and I'd celebrated going across with a win. I think I would like, yeah, there to be some fair way of an acceptance that it could have been prevented had the commissaire been with me at the time, and also had they still had the second half of the race to protocol or can postpone, can neutralize the race. And yeah, I really do believe it could have been preventable. And if they agree with this, I hope that perhaps me and Ashley with Ride Joburg can all come together and we can have some solution where we take this bad situation and we turn it into a win for women's cycling. We can allocate some of that prize money to a development team or to a young South African female rider that needs it. And yeah, both of our teams can also have a bit of the prize money and we just come together and make something positive from all of this. And yeah, that would, I guess, be my ultimate.
Yeah, and I don't even think you had to appeal. I think the list that they could have done, you at least give you an explanation before you even go and appeal, before you wait there and see the other winners being called onto the podium while you are just waiting there and wondering when your name will be called. But you've received so much support, Emma, especially on social media, on Facebook. I've seen the post, I've seen the comments there. What do you make of the support that you received?
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing, and people have like really kindly reached out. Some people have also reached out and wanted explanation to why I didn't turn back and why I went over tape. And that's absolutely normal. That's perfectly fine. And I hope I've been able to answer them. But yeah, the amount of positive, I don't know, just so much love. And having moved from England to South Africa and I train in Joburg, I ride in Joburg, I love this place. And yeah, a lot of that is to do with the people as well. I feel like there's so much love, and yeah, that really came to.
And then we know, right, Joburg is such a big event, such a great event. Does it leave a sour taste in the mouth, or do you think you can get over this?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, to be honest, I really have no bitterness towards Ride Joburg ever since the incident has happened. They've just gone out of their way to help me, and they're helping with my appeal. And 100%, I want to support the race. I think we can do something really positive with this. I think we can turn it around. And yeah, women's cycling can be the winner. I really do believe that.
Okay, let's hope so, Emma. A lot of people feel you are robbed and you're the people's winner. But let's see what comes out of their appeal there. But thank you very much for taking our call and speaking to us on SAFM tonight. And well done.
Thank you so much. Nice to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Emma Brown there speaking to us about what happened at the 947 Ride Joburg cycle race. And I mean, some of the comments here, Eugene.